copies of Rabbi Genak's Sefer on Masechet Sanhedrin for whoever is interested. It sells for $5. Last week we left off on Hayom Beis. The Gemara was discussing the Tilos Rishus. The three different halachas here, you shouldn't get confused. One halacha is that in order to be done the nefashos, or in order to be done zelus v'chavavos, you have to have smuchim, and the dayanim have to have smichim. Smichim has to be. Last announcement before the shiur, I brought a few copies of Rabbi Genak's Sefer on Masechet Sanhedrin for whoever is interested. It sells for $5. Last week we left off on Hayom Beis. The Gemara was discussing the Tilos Rishus. The three different halachas here, you shouldn't get confused. One halacha is that in order to be done the nefashos, or in order to be done zelus v'chavavos, you have to have smuchim, and the dayanim have to have smichim. Smichim has to be ish v'ish of Moshe Rabbeinu. It can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So Bizman Hazeh no longer have any smichim. Nobody has any real smichim of Bizman Hazeh. So what do we have is Bizman Hazeh? So the Ramban Yeridei in Hilchos Talmud Torah quotes from the Abar Benel that what we have is Tilos Rishus, that's to fulfill the Takon of Rebbe that we learned last week on Daf Yamin Beis. Rebbe came to a community, he doesn't say the name of the community, but Rashi and Tosfos identified as Akub, they have from the Talmud Yerushalmi, they came to the city Akub. And the Balabatim were making mistakes, and he asked them, where did he get such an Einfach from? They said, the Talmud came and he passed him like that. Rebbe realized that they misunderstood. So at that time, Rebbe made a takana. Both are sure Gozru, maybe Rebbe didn't. The other, someone made a takana, someone made a takana at that time, Talmud al Yoret, Elam Kain, Noto Rishurus, Rebbe Rabbi. That a Talmud shouldn't pass in any Shire. Yoret means either to paskin, or Yoret means to teach. To be, you have to have a teaching license. That's how the Iran has two interpretations. The Talmud al Yoret means not to paskin, or shouldn't even be on the Laman in the Yeshiva, unless he's licensed by the Rebbe. So this doesn't mean smicha. This is not for the purpose of smicha. And this takon applies even with man hazeh b'chutz lo'aretz. But we cannot succeed in getting any smicha. We don't have anybody as smicha. What we have today is heter ha'iroa, Talmud al Yom. Then the Gemara had a third thing that we're still in the middle of discussing, the Tilos Rishus. That was a totally different thing. That we have halacha that if the dayan paskin wrong, hilchos treifus and hilchos basa b'chala, and because of his mistake in Tzak, somebody suffered a hefsed mamon. So the dayan is considered an Adam Hamazik Medina de Garmi, because it's understood that religious people are going to listen to the Psaq of the Moir HaRoh, going to listen to the Psaq of the dayan. So it's considered like it's Bari Hazekin. What if you're considered the Garmi, what I do has to lead immediately to a hefsed mamon, and it has to be clear. It has to be Miyad, and it has to be Bari Hazekin. So since we assume the Baba Batim are going to listen to the Psaq of the rabbi says it's straight, feed it to the dogs. So you're going to feed it to the dogs. So the rabbi says, Reuben or Shimon, the money pay. So it's assumed that Reuben is going to pay the money. So the rabbi, the paskin wrong, is trying to make good. He needed a garmi. He's another mamazik. So the Tanaim saw that the people in New Halacha were afraid to go into Psaq. They were afraid to become Dayonim and Dinitur. Because they're afraid they're going to make a mistake and then they'll have to pay Medina de Garmi. So they made a takana, the Tanoim made a takana, the same takana that they made for the doctors also. The doctors are also chayv to pay in a malpractice instance. So they made a takana that those who are very special, those very good doctors, those very good Moir HaRoh, Tolo Yishalvi. If they make a mistake, they don't have to pay. And that's based on Hefke Bez and Hefke. So that's what the Gemara calls the Tilos Rishus. So the Bavli is telling the story of Rabba Bar Chana and Rav, who were leaving Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. They were leaving Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. They were going to Bavel. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi gave them Rishus. Rishus means the Tolo Yisham. And so the Bavli understands that the story was about, not about smicha, but rather about Matilas Rishus. It happens that we know also that Rav got smicha. That was the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Pei Bav. The Rav got smich and Shmuel didn't get smich, and they felt bad about it. How come Shmuel didn't get smich? Something came up this day, the next day, every day something came up. A collection of coincidence, coincidences. Every day something else came up, and then Shmuel had to leave, and he never got to Sifra. So Gemara says, no, that someone saw the Sifra Shalot HaMarishon, and says there, in Sifra Shalot HaMarishon, lists off Dor Dor V'Dosho, Dor Dor V'Chachamav, and they saw that in that generation, there's going to be a Chacham by the name of Shmuel, that Chacham Yiskiri, Rebbe Lo Yiskiri. He's not going to get Sifra. But that's another story that Rav got Sifra. The Talmud Bavli presents this story here that Rav Chiya introduced his two nephews. Rabbi Bar Chama was one nephew and Rav was the other nephew. He introduced them to Rav Yudah Nasi for the Yoyre Yod Niyat B'Chorah. So the Bavli presents it that this is for Natilus Rishus, that Tola Yisham. The Bavli doesn't have it with respect to Sifra. So the Gemara continues on Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom, around 15 lines from the bottom of Hey Amud Beis. There's a letter above in brackets. So the Gemara is continuing about this thing. Pshita l'tal, pshita l'pal goa ha'kama d'mahani. We know for sure that you can give Netilas Rishus the Dvarim Yechidim that we just said it. Ha'kama d'mahani, we just said that it's good. Because they said, the Gemara told the story that when Rav Chiya presented Rav, the Rav Yudah Nasi, he only gave him the Netilas Rishus on two out of the three. He asked Yore, and Rebbe said, yes, Yore. He asked Yodin, and he said, yes, Yodin. He gives him Rishus, the Paskin Choshe Mishpah, the Paskin Yeredei. But then when he asked, what about Yatab Choris? And he said, oh, Yatab. He didn't give him the Netilas Rishus on that. So you see that the Dvarim Yechidim, you can give Netilas Rishus. Shreg the Gemara, what about Altanai Mai? What about Lizman Kotsuv? What if you only give Netilas Rishus for a month or two, for a year or two? Is that also meaningful? Gemara says, yeah, Toshma, why not? The whole idea of Netilas Rishus is that it's based on Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. That the Bezen declares that despite the fact that this Dayan should really be Chayef to pay Mitam, Adam HaMazik, Mitam Dini Degami, so they said, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, we relieve him from paying. He doesn't have to pay. If he's really an expert, we say he doesn't have to pay. So they can make Hefker, Bezen, Hefker under any conditions they want. They can make it only for a year. After the year is up, he no longer has the right, he will no longer be caught. So the Gemara says, Toshma, the Omele Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shemin Barabba was one of the students of Rabbi Yechanan. So he told him, Hare Atobu Shuseinu, Hashutavu Etzlainu. He was leaving. So he said, I give you Rishus Lodun. Rishus means until it's Rishus that Tola Yishalma. I give you Rishus when you'll travel around until you come back. When you come back to the yeshiva, the Rishus is over. So the Gemara says that just like you can give Rishus Lepalgo, means Lidvorim Yechid, you can give Rishus for Yore Yodin and not for Yadab Chorit. For Yadab Chorit and not for Yore Yodin, any part that you want, you can give Tilis Rishus Lechatzoin. So too, you can give Tilis Rishus Lizman. That's all that tonight means Lizman Kotzer. In the tiny letter Vav, they give you the Maramokim in the Rambam. When you look in the Rambam, we already mentioned the Rambam does not quote this story the way the Talmud Bavli presents it. The Rambam quotes the story the way the Talmud Yerushalmi presents it. That's often the case. The Vilna Goyim points out a few times in the Uri HaGura and Shulchan Aruch that the Rambam will often pass from like Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Rather, someone called up today with a Shaila, Yeshiva about the Basa Shemisalim and Ayyim. So in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a machloikas, the Mechaber and the Ramo. What's the din? It's in Yeredei, it's in the Sama Gimel, the first Chelik Yeredei. So the Mechaber quotes, the Rambam says that Boshesh and the Salman Ayin is also Bachilah. And then the Mechaber says, the Yesh Cholkin, and the Ramo says, the Minig is that we're Mekel on Boshesh and the Salman Ayin. Yeah, but we're Mekel on Boshesh and the Salman Ayin. What's the marker? So the marker is there's a Sugyan Chulin, but the Gemara comes to the Bavli comes to the Maskana that B'diyevit it's Mutra. How does the Rambam paskin that it's also? So the only guy writes, he paskins like Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Kedarka lipsik v'kama v'kaim this kedas ha-Yerushalmi neged ha-Bavli. Many times there are difficult Rambams that the Nesek Kalim had difficulty with. The Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, a lot of times they have difficulty. How did the Rambam get this psak from the Gemara? So a lot of times they're matchik, they say the Rambam was bothered with Taisus Kashe, and that's why he understood that this Gemara is Chaylik, and that Gemara is Chaylik, and it's Anacha Gemara. And the Vilna Goyim will often answer, it's Anacha in Yerushalmi. The Rambam Paschal is like Yerushalmi against the Bavli. The Rif in the end of Erevin writes, on the sugi there about Mashmiya Kol, that whenever there's a conflict, whenever there's a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we're supposed to paskin like the Bavli. And he says the reason why is because the Bavli was composed after the Yerushalmi, and they knew everything that appears in the Yerushalmi was known to the Chachmei HaBavli. That's what the Rif assumes. It's a question whether that's historically correct, but that's what the Rif assumes. And they took into consideration everything that it says in the Yerushalmi, and if they write against it, that means that they voted against, they decided against the Talmud Yerushalmi. So that's what the Rif writes. And usually the Rambam always follows the Rif, and the Rambam always uses the Rif like we use the Gemara to look up Dinim. The Rambam always quotes straight things straight from the Rif. And over here, the Rambam is not such a major issue. The Rambam himself in the Hakadamah to the Mishnah Torah writes about, also alludes to this difference between the Bavli and the Rishami, that the Bavli was more reliable, the more Chachamim got together, the bigger rabbinical conference, so it sounds like he holds like the Rif also, that whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and the Rishami, you follow the Bavli. And nonetheless, like the Dome Goyim points out, Kedarka Lipsik Bekavim Bekavim, Kedasi Rishami Neged Abav. See here also, in this story about Rav, so the Rambam quotes these dinim in the Gemara with respect to Snichin. It's not really a contradiction between the Bavli and the Rishami, it's just a shtikla contradiction. The two versions of what the story was Rav Yudah Anasi giving Snichin to Rav, and he gave Snichin Yorah Yodim, and he didn't give Yad to Bechorah, so we're not talking here about the Snichin. That's the Gemara in Bav Metzia that he gave Rav Smichi, didn't give Shmuel Smichi. This Gemara, according to the Bavli, this story is talking about Netilas Rishus that told Rishon. So the Rambam quotes these halachas with respect to Smichi. So the Rambam writes, you can give Smichi lachatzoin, lepalgo, you can give Smichi yore yodin without yatab chorus. So he says you can give yatab chorus without yore, or you can give yodin without yore without yodin. You can give whatever you want. And then he quotes more from the Yerushalmi, who that's only provided shiroi l'chol advar. If he's only, like many years ago, Rav Moshe Zuchan Bach, he used to give smicha and hilchas until his yadayim during the Vietnamese War, so that people needed smicha. So Rav Moshe used to give him hilchas kiddush, hilchas mezuzah, hilchas azim, so he would give smicha whatever l'dvar mechid. So the Rambam writes, you can give smicha l'dvar mechid and provided v'hu sheroi l'chol advar. Only provided that the person is knowledgeable in Kol HaTorah Kula, he knows how to paskin in the other areas of Halacha also. So that condition doesn't appear in the Bavli, because the Bavli is not talking about smicha. The Bavli is talking about the Netilas Rishus that told the Yerushalmi. It's in ganz in a different Halacha. But the Yerushalmi talks about smicha. The Yerushalmi says, that, what do you mean? You say, Chacham Yiskiri. You say, Rebbe Yiskiri. Shmuel was Chacham Yiskiri, Rebbe Lo Yiskiri. If he gives smicha, you call him Rebbe. All he knows is Hilchas and Tilas Yadayim. All he knows is Hilchas Kiddush. So how can you call him Rebbe? Rebbe Yatav Yesh Chacham Rishus, Lo Dvigit Nos. You call him Rebbe Yatav just because he knows Hilchas Dayanim and Eidus. That's all. No. The Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi has to be Roy L'chol Ador. Then the Rambam also writes that royal Chol HaDvarim doesn't only mean he should be knowledgeable in Kol HaTorah Kula, he should be Roy Lifsoik in Kol HaTorah Kula. There are some cases where the person is knowledgeable, but he's still not Roy Lifsoik. The Moshel, the Rambam writes, let's say you have a person who's a Summa, the Eino Achas. So the Gemara has later that a person who's blind on an eye is a Balmum, obviously he's a Balmum. And you're not permitted to appoint a Balmum to be a member of a Sanhedrin. So in order to be Dandir Nefashis, you can't be a Balmum, because in order to be Dandir Nefashis, you have to be appointed a member of a Sanhedrin Ktana. The Sanhedrin Gdoila has 71 members, Sanhedrin Ktana has 23 Dayanim. So whether to be appointed to a Sanhedrin Gdoila, Sanhedrin Ktana, cannot be a Balmum. Kuloch Yofa Rayosi, Umum Ein Bach. So the Gemara says Umum Ein Bach is understood in two ways. Umum Ein Bach, there's no Mum physically, Mishkin Balmum. Number two, there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Kulach Yofar Yasim Umein Bo. So the Gemara understands that pasuk is also alluding to Dayanim in the Sanhedrin. So one level of interpretation is Umein Bo, there's no physical moon, Nishkin Bal Moon. And then the Gemara has on Lamed Vav on the base, about 10 lines from the bottom. And then the Gemara says also, they should be Miyuchasim. There shouldn't be a Mum and a Yichas. Kulach, around 10 lines from the bottom where it says that pasuk in Shir HaShirim Dalet, Kulach Yofar Ayasi, Umum Meibo. So the Rambam quotes the halacha that a Summa Be'ino Achas cannot be done in a Nefashah. So the Rambam says, therefore, if a person is, the Gemara has a Summa Be'ino Achas, can be done in a Momentus. Can be done in a Momentus. It cannot be done in a Nefashah. So the Rambam says, though, but you cannot give him smicha for Dini Momentus. But since he's not Roy L'chol HaDvarim, he's a Bokiyadir, he's a Goyim Godlador, he knows Kol HaTorah Kula. He deserves to be called the Rebbe, but he's still not Roy L'chol HaDvarim. He's not Roy. He's knowledgeable, he is. But he's not fit to paskin and be in the Nefashis, because a Baal Mum cannot serve as a member of the Sanhedrin Ktan. So since he's not right to be done, Dina Nefashis, he cannot even give smicha for Dini Mamanis alone. That's the example that the Rambam gives. So how do you ever have the din that a Sima Beina Achas could be done Dini Mamanis? How could it be done Dini Mamanis if he never got smicha in the first place? If he did the mamonis, you also have to have smicha. If he done, let's say, gzeles lachavolos, you need shlosha smuchim. So Mistam Hacham asked, you know, that he gave smicha when he was younger, when he was physically well. He was able to see on both eyes. At the time they gave smicha, he was knowledgeable in kol ha-terakula. He knew Hilchus Din in the Nefashos, and he wasn't at all a summa. He was able to see quite well, and he was able to be dyed in the Nefashos. Then later on, he became blind on one eye. So just because he becomes blind on one eye, the smicha doesn't vanish into thin air. He remains a son. So Mikanala boy can no longer have him serve as a member of the Sanhedrin because he's a babum. But he already got the smicha, so blind pasah. So in that case, the summa bein achas can be done dini mamonis. Oh, the Ktzois has that kasha. The Ktzois by Takasha from Ger, that the Gemara has taka on that daf. Where's that Gemara about Ger? Here, the Taisus Lamed Vav on the base. Chodav Asuyi Ger. So Taisus says that a Ger cannot be done Dini Nefashos at all, even for another Ger. Even if they're just judging another Ger, a Ger cannot be done. Because Kuloch Yachar Ayasim Mum Mein Boach means they cannot, members of the Sanhedrin cannot have a physical Mum. Blind on an eye is a physical Mum. And Hu Adinami, a mum in yichus. So you cannot appoint a ger to be a member of a Sanhedrin. So a ger cannot be done in the Nefashos at all. And what about dini mamonis? So Taisus learns the Gemara, ger dan chaver ha-ger. It depends who the bali dinim are. If the bali dinim are gerim, then the members of the bezin can also be gerim. You can have a ger as a member of the bezin to be dan chaver ha-ger. But to be done in Israel, that's not permissible. To have a ger serve as a member of the bezin for dini mamonis purposes. And the din, the psak is going to be chal on the bali dinim, who are Yisraelim, they have a real yichus, they're Yisraelim, and he's only a ger. So that's against halach. You're not allowed to give the ger a sroah over a Yisrael. So there's one issur, you cannot appoint him as a member of a Sanhedrin, period. Even if the nidon, even if the person is being judged himself, is a ger. And there's another din, even to be a member of a bezin of shlosha, that per se is not an act of sroah. That's just, they put together an ad hoc bezin. Sinishkin covered to be a member of a bezin of shlosha. But the Lamais is going to give the psak, so the psak is going to be about the Yisrael. So that's the psak, giving of the psak on the Yisrael, that's a soror. So that he cannot allow. So that's what the Ktzois HaChosh infect Takasha and the Rambam. The Rambam quotes these dinim also like Taisus. So yes, Takasha, according to the Rambam, that you cannot give smicha, can only give smicha with dvarim yechidim, if the person is royal l'chol ha-dvarim, that's what it says in Yerushalmi. And the Rambam quotes from Yerushalmi, not only do you need Roy L'chol HaDvarim, that he should be knowledgeable in Kol HaTerukula, he should have ideas all over, he should also actually be Roy L'chol HaDvarim. If he's a Summa Be'eino Achas, and he's not Kosher Lod and Dina Nefashis, even though he's knowledgeable, he's a big Talmud Chacham, he cannot even give him Smicha in Mamonis, because he's not Roy to be done Dina Nefashis. So that's the Ktesis Kasha. How did the Ger ever get Smicha? How can you have a case that Ger Dan Chavera HaGer didn't tell? How can the ger be done? What? He gave you smicha before he was a ger, then he became a ger later in life. How did he do that trick? He was born a ger. He was born a ger. So that's the Ktzaisis kash. Shber, that's a good kash. The Rav once gave up some shtikol amalach ha-teres ha-shver ha-teres. Anyway, the kash is a good kash. That's the Ktzaisis kash. How did he give the ger smicha in the first place for the dini mamonis? I remember on this topic, Roy L'chol HaDvarim, so Leitchik had a comment that was relevant to him personally. He asked Akasha, what do you mean? You can only give smich if the person is Roy L'chol HaDvarim. Roy L'chol HaDvarim means that he's mamish, with dripping with the kiyas. He knows Kol HaTerukula just like this. He asked Mashayla, tell you right away the psak. Primogot, Chavazdas, it gives you right away the psak. That's what it means, Roy L'chol HaDvarim. So he asked Akasha, the Gemara in the end of Hirius tells the story that they were unhappy with Rabbi Gamliel. For a long time they were unhappy, till he finally fired him and they replaced him with Rav Lozman Azam, and the Gemara in Brachas tells the story. So before they finally replaced him, before they finally fired him. So the Gemara says that Reb Meir and Reb Nosson decided to tune him up, to fix him up. So they decided the next day they're going to ask him something in Uktzin that for sure he's not going to know. Who knows who's holding by Uktzin? And they're going to embarrass him in public that he doesn't know. And then they're going to try to pressure him into resigning. How can he be the chief rabbi if he doesn't know Uktzin? So the Gemara tells that one of the other Tanoim, I guess, somebody heard about this plot and he felt bad. They're going to humiliate him in public, the chief rabbi. They're going to chatter in Uktzin. So somebody was up all night learning Uktzin out loud near the home of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel couldn't sleep at night. He heard the person learning Uktzin out loud, so he was listening and he figured there must be some reason why the guy screaming out Uktzin all night long. So he paid attention, he learned it. Then the next day he was prepared. When he asked him the question in public, so he knew right away, he knew the answer to Uktzin. And then he made an investigation. It came out that these two chevre was Reb Meir, Reb Nosson. So the Gemara says they penalized them for attempting to embarrass the Nosson in public. So they penalized them that from that time on, whenever they quote Reb Meir, they say Achere Marmrim. They don't quote him by name. Whenever they quote Reb Nosson, they say Yeshom. The Gemara says if you have a person who's a big Talmud Chacham, but he's not so medaktik in mitzvahs. The Gemara has an Avodah Zorah that there was one Talmud Chacham who wasn't medaktik all the time in Pasachim. He would be mezalzel in Pasachim. Or if a person is mezalzel in anything else, so the Gemara says, big Talmud Chacham, but you're not allowed to say Oy Medova B'Shem Amroi. Because when you say Oy Medova B'Shem Amroi, the whole idea of saying over the Dvater in the name of the Bala Memre is in order, like the Talmud Yerushalmi says in Shkolim, that you should be able to envision the Bala Memre in front of your eyes as if he's telling you this Memre. But this fellow who said the Memre is Nitazagel Aldegetzatzke. He's not medaktik and on cholavakum, on pasakum, on whatever. He's mezalzel in the mitzvah satayre. So the Gemara says you don't say over b'shem amri. You can say over his dinim. If the din is good, you say the din. But you shouldn't say it in his name. So that's what the Gemara says, that they penalized Reb Meir with Reb Nosson because they felt that they had acted improperly. So it's like a Talmud Chacham who's not so medaktik in mitzvahs. So from that time on, you have a lot of times in Mishnah, it does say Reb Meir and Reb Nosson. But after that incident, so from that time on, whenever they composed the Mishnah or a Braisa, so they wouldn't mention by name. So Rav Soloveitchik was bothered with Akasha. The Stam, in order to be the chief rabbi, he had to have smicha. No, the Stam Rav Gamliel had to have smicha. And the Stam, in order to get smicha, you have to be royal Chol Advarim, the Rambam says. You have to know Chol HaTarakulo. So how can he have smicha if he didn't know Uktzin? So what do you mean? At the time that he got the smicha, he knew Uktzin, and then later on he forgot it? Maybe. So what's and that's taka the din, that you don't give a person smicha unless he has mamash a dripping bikiyas and kol tarkul. When they want to give the person smicha, the dvar mechir, they only want to give him smicha for hilchus natilus yadai. Real smicha, not what we have today. Real smicha. You can only give him smicha if he knows everything kol. That's what it means. So Leitchik thought that it doesn't mean like that, because he personally was not he didn't have such a dripping nikias. He didn't think that should be required of one who's a candidate for smicha. So he said, no, it means he should have a basic orientation in Kol HaTarkula. That was the lotion that he said. He should know the inyanim, he should be familiar with the inyanim, so that if a shayla will come up, he won't have to figure it out. Yesh meyayim. He won't be like a kesuma megashish ba'afelo. He'll know the inyanim a little bit, so that when he'll have a shayla, will be post him, so he'll be able to go over the inyanim. It'll be a chazara. It won't be the first time that he's learning. So he thought that Rabbi Gamliel probably had the basic orientation in Uktzin, but he didn't have such a bekiyas in Uktzin. So he thought that perhaps would be sufficient to be considered royal Chol HaDvarim. But the Rambam says it has to be royal Chol HaDvarim. He has to be able to actually serve as a member of the Bezin. Also, you see, the Rebbe is not expected to have a dripping bikids. Yeah, and Kol HaTarkula, that's right. Could also be. I don't know. Anyway, that's what the Rambam, that's what they have at Siyun on the Rambam over here. The Rambam doesn't quote these Gemaras with respect to Netilas Rishus that told Lo Yisham. The Rambam quotes these Gemaras with respect to real Smicha, as the Talmud Yerushalmi does. Now the Gemara goes back to the theme. The Prima Godin has a comment on that. It says, "Vishinantam levanecha shiyud debitam lechododim lefifa." You should know it well, that if somebody asks you, you should give them an answer right away. Snap off an answer. So he says that there are many Mara Haroa who have a practice. When he asks a shayla, they shoot out a psak right away. So he says he thinks that that's not right. There's a din, have a mesunim badin. They ask a shayla, you're supposed to think about it, not supposed to rattle off a psak right away. He says, "Vishinantam shiyud lechododim azmeret lelanin." Someone starts talking and learning, so you should be able to carry on a conversation. But not when a balabas has a shaila that the rab should give a psak just like this, 1, 2, 3. He says that's against our law. He's not supposed to. The psak should not be mechodod and leficha. Give a fast psak. I remember years ago there was one Talmud who learned by Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he learned by another two famous rabbonim, also from the New York area. So he was giving the contrast between the three. So he said, by Rav Moshe Feinstein, you ask him a shayla, right away he gives you the correct psak. He says, by Pliny, another Rebbe that he learned by, you ask him a shayla, he gives you right away the wrong psak. But then he says, you ask the third Rebbe, he'll clear and he'll, after half an hour, he'll give you the wrong psak. That was his, the other two were also prominent, big famous Talmidei Chacham. In comparison to Rav Moshe, he held that Rav Moshe right away gives the right, and the others, So now the Gemara is going back to the theme of Shmuel. The Gemara divided on the first daf, and based on the base, all of the Dinamominus is divided into two categories. You have Hoidoas, Valvoas, and you have Zelus Achavolas. Zelus Achavolas says when the Torah imposes the Chiyuv upon me. On Mazik and Choyvel, the Torah imposes the Chiyuv upon me. So that's described in Parshas Mishpatim. Nikr Balbai Sa'el Ha'alakim. Ashi Ashir Alakim, Shalom Shlam Lereyeh. Knossos is like that. So whenever there's a din Torah, we're discussing a Ganef, a Gazlon, a Mazik, a Choyvel, something like that, it says three times Alakim. So we know that we established Allah that you have to have a bezin of three smuchim. That's a din derais. But in Hoidos v'Halvois, what about a din Torah? We were discussing a Chiyuv moment where it's a Hischaivis Midas, the fellow Bardman. Or he bought merchandise and he owes money, or he bought real estate and he owes the money. That's a hiskaigus midas. He accepted it upon himself. So that the reason of the fairishit parsha and the kumish that you require three smuchim. That was the machlokes that the Gemara raised. Do you say irif parshis kasuv kan? Ein kan irif parshis. Do you say that hoidoes valvos adin toire on a chiyuv moment that he accepted on himself, that he accepted his chayvus midas, has the same requirements as Gzeilus HaKabbalah, also requires Minat Torah Shloshes Mukhim. And the fact that we can be done this Man HaZeh Hoidoes Valvois, that's all a Takonah Midirabbanon, Kedei Shalot Tin Abdelis Bifnei Lovin, the Meir HaTakonah, just like the Meir HaTakonah, that although Minat Torah need the Drisha L'Hakira, Echad Din Imamis V'Echad Din Nefashis need Drisha L'Hakira, but Kedei Shalot Tin Abdelis Bifnei Lovin, they were Mekel, they said you can be done without Drisha L'Hakira and Din Imamis. So similarly, the Meir HaTakonah that you don't need the smuchim. This man as we say, shlich l'sayik l'avdim. Even though nobody has any smicha, we can be done l'hadoas l'avos. And the other opinion of Gemara was, no, you don't need a takonah. The din deraisa that you require three smuchim was only formulated in Parashas Mishpatim in Gzeilus HaChavolos, only when they're being done, a chiv that the Torah imposes upon the person. But when you have a din Torah about hadoas l'avos, he borrowed the money or he bought the merchandise and accepted the obligation on his own, Minatera, I say, Chad Nami Kosh. You don't need a Minatera, you don't need three smuchim. There's good enough one head yoke. That's how Rashi and Tosis learn. We discussed the Rambam. It's not exactly so, but Rashi and Tosis learn the Gemara like that. Minatera is good enough one head yoke. And the only reason why you need three is Midirabbanan, Alti Hidon Yechidi, Shein Don Yechidi Ela Echad. What's the reason for Alti Hidon Yechidi, Shein Don Yechidi? Shema Yitta. Shema Yitta. The Rabban Shalom is not going to make a mistake. But Abbas of Adam, the Pirkei Avos, gives an eitz, Al Tehidon Yechidi, Shema Yitis. If that's the reason why you need Shloishos, if Ashtetzach, that's only Lachatchil, that wouldn't be Miyakeh B'diyevet. So this was the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Abbo, what's the halacha, and in case of Hoidoas V'Halvoas. We're not talking Gzeilus HaChavolos. Gzeilus HaChavolos, for sure you need Shloishos Smuchim Min HaTorah. And Shnaim Shadonu is no good. That's a pasuk in Chumash, a bezin of two that made it in Torah. And Gzeilus HaChavolos is no good even by the other. Ain't he named it? But in the case of Hoidoas V'Halvoas, where we're dealing with the Torah out of his Chayvus Midas, so that was the machloikah Shmuel and Rabbi Bo. What's the mocker of the requirement of Shloisha Hadyotis? So Shmuel, the Gemara says now, about 10 lines from the bottom of Hamad Beis. Gufoma Shmuel, we'll go back to the original quotation. We're going to discuss it for an Omud Gemara. What was Shmuel's member? Shnaim Shadonah Dineim Din. But the evidence good. In other words, the whole requirement for Shloisha by Hoidos Valvois is only the Rabbanim. In our Torah, it's really Chad Nami Kosher. Because the requirement of three smuchim only says the Chumash by Gzelus Vahavolus, and those psukim do not apply to Hoidos Valvois. So the whole need for three is only Lachatchila mid the Rabbanim Shem Yitta, Alti Hidon Yechidi Shendon Yechidi Alecha, and but the evidence will be good. Elavos, Elashenikro, there's Nechatzuf. Yeah, but yeah, but it's a chutzpah on their part that they're a violation of the Takanas Chachamim. That's the Pashim Shad, the Shenikra, Bez Nechatzuf, that it's a chutzpah that they violated the Takanas Chachamim. The Chiddush Aran has another suggestion on the Pirush Hamilus of the word chutzuf, that it doesn't really mean a chutzpah on their part that they violated the Altihidon Yechidi Shem Yit, and he's a knacker, like he does the crossword puzzle in ink. He knows he's not going to make a mistake. So these guys are such knackers. Al Tidon Yechidi doesn't apply to them. No chashash on the Yidin. So that's a chutzpah. That's under there's no chutzpah. So the Ran is another pshat. No, it doesn't mean chutzpah. Whenever you have a pesach or dezen of three, so you never really know. Let's say the dezen said, I'm chayif to pay. And I'm furious. What do you mean I'm chayif to pay? I'm totally innocent. They don't know the din, and the other guy's a liar, and I'm going to be angry. So I can never tell whether the vote of the Bezin was a unanimous vote or it was two against one. And if it's two against one, I'll never know who was the one who favored me and who were the two who were against me. And the Gemara has later that the Dayonim are not allowed to divulge the secret later on. Let's say if one of them voted for me and the Pesach was Harab Mahatas, the two said I'm Chayv and one said I'm Potter. So to be on my good side, one of the Dayonim will come to me and say, you know, I really pass in your favor, but what can I do? I was outvoted by the other two. So the Gemara says, Hoylach Rochel Megalasod. That's an Isin. The Dayan is not allowed to say, I really favored you. The Psak should be given by a Bezdin in such a way, it should be Sosom, that nobody will know who said what. You don't know whether it was a unanimous vote, or they went Basarov, and if they went Basarov, you don't know who was the Roy, who was the Miut, who said Chayv, who said Pot. If you have a Bezdin of Shnayim, so then it's going to be clear that both of them said I'm chayit, because if one said chayit, one said potter, so where is there a right? So that's what the Ran quotes a pshat, bezn chasuf, it's exposed, chasuf, machsof alov an asher hamaklos, a pasuk in Chumash. Chasuf means that it's an exposed bezn. It's obvious that they both said chayit, so there's no question about it, and that's an improper thing. It's preferable that it should be sosum, that you should never know who said what. It's better that they should know. And those are the two pshatim in the word. When he says el shenikra bezn chotzuf, what it means it's a chutzpah on their part, that they're not afraid shema yitu. The Tanoim said you should be afraid, and they're smarter than the Tanoim. They know they're not going to be make a mistake. And the other pshat is that it's a bezn chotzuf, that it's an exposed bezn that you see who said what. They both said the same thing. Reg di gemara akasha. How can Shmuel say that the b'di'evet shnayim shadonu is good? Frek the Gemara, Esri Rav Yosef Rav Nachman will come al hashmaitzer. Rav Nachman said over this member of Shmuel, the shnayim shadonu in Hoidos Valvois, b'di'evet is good because the whole halacha about Tidon Yechidi is only b'chatchilim in the Rabbanon, and b'di'evet is good with them. Esri Rav the Rav Nachman, so Rav Frek Takasha, isn't there a Mishnah that contradicts Shmuel's member? The Mishnah says that you go basarayv in the vote. So if you have a bezin of three in Didi Momenis, and two say chay and one says potter, so you go basarayv. If two say potter, one says chay, right, you go basarayv. After the shnayim mezakim, what happens if two say potter and one says any yadeya? Two say chay and one says any yadeya. So even if the one who says any yadeya would have said chakert from the two, we would have outvoted him. So now that he says any yadeya means maybe yet, maybe no, maybe chay, maybe potter. So even if he would have said Faket from the one from the other two, he would have been outvoted. So it should be a kabbal chaim, it should be outvoted now. So the Mishnah has a strange din, no? That hafilu shnai mizak and shnai mechad mechadam any yodeya, you don't go basaroid. You cannot outvote the one who says any yodeya, a strange din. So what do you do? El yasifu hadayon. So Allah, you have to add on. You start off with a bezin of three, and one says any yodeya, and the other two are in agreement. The other two say in one direction. So the halacha says you have to be masif in another two dayanim. And vayter, if one of them says vayter any day, and again masif, yosifu dayanim, you have to keep on adding on. What kind of a strange halacha is that? It's very strange. Why can't you outvote the one that says any day? Why isn't he, why don't you say acharav mahat? Sashlera halacha. The Sman, Shulchan Aruch, has that tzad. He tries to explain such a strange halacha. I think the Sma writes a svara. I think some of the Rishonim have it also on the daf, on this daf on here in the base. So they say, he said any yodeya, but maybe if he would have expressed an opinion, fakir from the other two, maybe he would have given such a good hezba that he would have been able to convince the other two that they're wrong. Maybe yeah, maybe not, but he didn't. So what kind of a reason is that you don't outvote him? It's very strange. Just because he could have had it's like halomis. He could have, but he didn't. He didn't say anything. Any idea doesn't mean I have an opinion and I'm not going to tell you. Any idea means I don't know. Any idea means I don't know. Stama, this din of any idea, what do you mean any idea? So I remember when we learned Sanhedrin, Rav Soloveitchik said, it doesn't mean any idea. I really don't understand anything. I don't know this whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know anything. He said, no. Then you only had two dayanim. Then you don't have to add on another two. You just add on one. There's no halacha yasifa dayanim shnayim. Any idea means I know the dinim and I hear the whole case and I don't have the koyach to be machlid. I don't have enough understanding to give a hachrob, but if he just says, I don't know what it's all about, so it's like a mandalese dummy. So it's like he started the din Torah with two. So you just kick out the one that says, any day invite one other dying. You don't have to have your sifa dayanim shnayim. That's not what it means when he says any day. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested pshat with the Ran in the Dorim. There's a famous Ran in the Dorim that's quoted in Yeridaya. Rav Soloveitchik used to call it the Telza Ran. But the Ran in Daf Nun Beis in the Dorim develops a whole pshat in the din of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir and why it's not batla afilu be'elav. So he starts off by saying that the only time there's a din of bitul b'rov is when there's a contrast, when there's a conflict, when there's a contradiction. The iser falls into heter. So then the heter gangs up against the iser and it knocks out the kishkas from the iser and it's ois iser because there's a contradiction. But if you have heter to heter, heter falls into heter. So that's the pasuk. So he says that's heter beheter. So that's leibok. Whenever there's no conflict between the two, then it's not bok. So that's how the Ran explains it. The Primogodim Yeridei explains it. The fundamental machlok is between Rashi and the Ran. What's the reason for the halacha that a davar sheyesh lo matir is not bok? So din the rabbanim and a torah davar sheyesh lo matir is bok. But with the rabbanim is not bok. So Rashi and Beitza has one husband. The Ran and the Dorim and Daf Beis has a different husband. So the Ran says that since the Yisr is going to become Heter, if you just wait till tomorrow, let's say Muktza, Beitza Shenol, the B'Shabbos is Muktza, got mixed up with a bunch of other Beitzim, and I don't know which is the Beitza Shenol, the B'Shabbos, which is the Beitza Shenol, the Me'er, I have regular eggs, and I have the egg that's Muktza, so I can't tell which is which. So since all I have to do is wait till after Havdalah and all the eggs will be Mutter without Bitul Beroi, so the din is that you're not allowed to use Bitul Beroi. That's called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir. So the Ran says, why not? Zakta, because since if you wait till after Havdalah, it'll be Mutter, so the Yisr is not such a strenge Yisr. It's half Mutter already. All you have to do is wait a couple of hours till Havdalah, it'll be Mutter. So that's a little bit like Heter Beheter Loi Bottle. Minatar, it is bottle. The din of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir is only the Rabbanim, it's not a din Minatar. But with the Rabbanim, what's the nature of the din? That they treat it like there's no stira, there's no conflict. You only say bitul b'roiv when there's an out-and-out fight between the roiv and the mir. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe that's what this Mishnah is saying also. If two say chayv and one says potter, so there's a glaring contradiction. They say chayv and he says potter, so there's a contradiction. So then you go bust the roiv. But if two say chayv and he says any adeya, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. So any adeya is wishy-washy. He doesn't say outright contradicting the two who say fakir. So in such a case, the Mishnah says that you don't say it's not really bitul b'roi, but you don't say that it's also a little bit like bitul b'roi. You can't just ignore him. You can't go b'saroi. Well, you don't say asmina b'saruvim, and you have a special din of the asifa hadayon. Okay, that's the din. So Rava was bothered with a kasha. Im iso, and if Shmuel is right, Shmuel claims that in every case of Koidoes v'halvoes, any case of his chayvus midas, if the din Torah is not about zelos v'chavolos, but rather about the mehamekach, mekach toes, halvoes, something like that, that part of Shulchan Aruch, so then it's sufficient with chad nami kosher. And shnayim shadonu would also be good. It's only l'chatchil mit derabbanan that you need shloisha api don yechidi, shem yita, ein don yechidi al echad, but in the end, shnayim shadonu would be good. So in fact, Rav Akasha, you started off with a bezin of three. Because you don't want to violate the Altigon Yechidi. So we follow the Din in the Mishnah. Din Imam is B'Shloshah, Gzeles Achlov is B'Shloshah. Din Imam is B'Shloshah goes on Hoidos Mabos. And that's enough with Shlosha Hadyotis. And Zelus Achabalus B'Shlosha Yini, Shlosha Smuchim. That's how the Gemara explained on that base. So we started off not in violation of anything. Then it turned out that one of the three Dayanim says Eini Yodeim. Because he understands the dinim, he hears the whole case, he just can't be machriya, if I says any of that. So what, you have to go right there and Yosef HaDayan, make a whole complicated procedure. He says, Dachshoyim B'diyevet, let it be Shnayim Shadonu, two of them said Chayba, two of them said Pater. So leave it like this, Shnayim B'diyevet, why do you have to go right there? Shnayim Shadonu, B'diyevet is the name there. Why is it necessary to go right there? The Imiso, and if Shmuel is right, that in cases of Hoidos V'Halvois, the need for Shloisha is only L'chatchil M'dirabonim, but B'diyevet Shnayim Shadonu would be good. So here it's already B'diyevet, L'hevek Shnayim Shadonu. So why do you have to go weiter to be Masif and Shnayim? Leave it the way it is. It's the Shnayim B'diyevet. And for the Gemara, Shaini Hasam, the Meikor Adait, the Tlosa Yisivi. There it's different. Hachalav Adait, the Tlosa Yisivi. What does that mean? In that Mishnah, so the Pasha the answer perhaps could have been, the Gemara doesn't seem to say, the Pasha the answer could have been, Shnayim Shadonu the name Din, but Nikra Bez Mechatzav, they don't want to be in violation of the Din. So Lechatchila they convene the Desnam Shloisha not to violate the Din. They don't want to violate the Din, the Rabbanah. Then it turned out that one of them said any day. So Rabbi says, all right, so let it be B'diyevet. So you can answer, they don't want to do B'diyevet, they want to do L'chatchila. So Taki, now it's a P'chin of Shnayim Shadonu, but they didn't give up Sakya, they didn't say we're gonna ignore the Yochid that says any Yedeya, and we're gonna continue and leave the Psakya. They say, no, we don't want to violate the L'chatchila of Al Tidon Yechid. We want to fulfill it in L'chatchila of Hamim Shloisha. The Gemara could have said like that, but it doesn't sound like that's what they answered. The Gemara says, Shiny Hasam, the Meikor. They said they should have said, Shiny Hasam, they don't want to violate the din of Lachatkhila, the Rabbanon. The Gemara says differently. There it's one case, and here it's a different case. They shouldn't have made a contrast. There it's one case, here it's a... They said, Shiny Hasam, that Mishnah later on Daf Chav Tes is a special case. Why? The Meikor originally, Adaita Ditlasi Yisivi. Or the Hoch, our case, Lava Adaita Ditlasi Yisivi. It's hard to press into the words of the Gemara. It doesn't sound like that's what the Gemara means. Hacha, Shmuel is talking about a case that they're shkotzim. Shtayim Shadonu, they sat down with a chatchila to be in violation of the Takana Satanoim. That you should have dinim ominous b'shloisha. So then Shmuel says that B'diyevet, that they wanted to violate it. So B'diyevet, the din is Shnayim Shadonu, the name din. But there in the Mishnah and Chavtes, they didn't want to violate it. The Tmim is Dika Dayanim, the Elochim. They didn't want to violate the din, the Rabbanim. Shani Has Nekara, died to the Tlasi Yisivu. So even when the Psak came out to be two against the one who says any Adaya, they want to go further to have Yosef HaDayan, not to be in violation of Kol HaKim. That's what it means. It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it in the Gemara. Salpi Pashtus, it sounds like it's a different answer. So in Choshen Mishkot, there's a long Rama, there's a Machloikis Rishonim, what this answer means. Rav Soloveitchik liked one of the pshatim, because the one you'll see yourself is much more elegant than the other pshat. So some Rishonim learned that the Gemara means to say like this. We had the Rambam already. The Rambam writes that the Rambam paskens zelus achavolus need a bezn of shlosha smuchim. Hoidos v'halvois, you don't need shlosha. A yochid can also be done. But he says the yochid can be done. It's like hayroa sisa the head. It's like a chokhm paskins and a shalom yala the yovoi. A chokhm paskins and bosa the chol. A chokhm paskins and hilchas nida. You only need a bezin to paskin and yala the yovoi and hilchas nida. Whoever knows the halacha can paskin. It's a chiddush that you need a bezin and didi mominis and zelos and chavolos. That's a xeris akas and you need a bezin. The difference being the bezin paskins on the case and hayroa sa chokhm is a psak and abstract. So that chiddush that you need a bezin to paskin on the case to take the abstract halacha and to relate it to this case, that chiddush was only formulated in Gzeilas Mahavolas. In Hoidos Malvois, the halacha, the Rambam paskins like Shmuel, that minatara chad nami kosher, that you don't need a bezin, but it's not that the chad constitutes a bezin. He says, no, even though afal pisha yochid kosher ladun, it's the Rambam writes in the end of Perikei, I think, in Hilchas Sanhedrin. Even though Yochid can be done, the Imamin is, but it's not, it doesn't constitute a bezin if you have less than three. Even in the case of Hoidos Balbois, if you need a bezin, Chad is not called, Chad Nami Kosher is not a bezin. Chad means that it's like Hoiros Yisrael. If you want to have a bezin, you have to have Dafke Shloishim. So that's what some Rishonim Lorm Shat and Liz Gimorah. When is there a halacha that chad nami kosher, and when is there a halacha that shnayim shadrona dinayim din, that for the eved it's good, even though there is no beznin, that's only if it was never nitfas in yeshiva. This din Torah was never nitfas in yeshiva's beznin. But shani hasan meikara daita de tlosa yeshivu. Originally there was a yeshiva's beznin. There was a kviyas yeshiva's beznin for the dam is din Torah. Between Reuben and Shimon and the Dmei HaMekach, you didn't need a beznin. It took a case of Hadras HaVos, the halacha says he didn't really need a beznin. But if, let's say, Ashayla of Yalav Yovel, you don't need a bezin. Even if you'll keep in a bezin, it's not nitfas in a bezin. What? Ashayla of Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Basta B'cholav. It's not even chal. It's not even nitfas in a bezin. But if you have it in Torah between Reuben and Shimon, in a case of Dini Mominus, Hodos Malvois, you don't need a bezin. But if you'll keep in a bezin, it will be nitfas in a chal Hashem bezin. So that's what the Gemara says. Shani Hasan Meikara Daita the Tlasi Yisivi. Since they did do, they made a kviyas yeshiva's bezin to be done the case with Torah's psak bezin. So even though now it turns out that once there's any adeya and the bezin can't function with Torah's bezin, so we're asking, so let it lie like shnayim shadonu. So the Gemara says it doesn't work anymore. You can no longer pask in this case as a hairas yisa the heaven. You can no longer pask in it like a shalat kalamata hilchas nida hilchas shamas. Since it was nitfas in the kriyas yeshiva's bezin, so the halacha requires you have to finish off with the psak of the bezin, so you're stuck. So the mele yasifa dayanim shnayim. That's how many rishonim learn. That's the pshat that Rav Soloveitchik like was there. But what if you have a different case? Now sometimes they have like these cases. They discover shulchan aruch. They have a big din Torah, a lot of money is involved, and they're afraid to trust three dayanim. They're afraid they're going to make a mistake. So each side wants to take five dayanim. And the 10 dayan, we're going to pick an 11th dayan. Going to have a din Torah with 11 dayan. All right. A couple of $1 million involved. So they want to make sure that they get a correct psak. So let's say you have the 11 dayan. And then one or two of them say in the middle, any of them. They can't be machriyah. So would you say, shiny hasan meikara daita diyud alaf yisivi? Since originally you started with 11, so you can't finish with a psak of less than 11. So you got to have yasifa dayanim shnayim. Or do you say no? So that's 2 days in Choshen Mishpat. The Ramah quotes the Machlekes Rishonim, the Machlekes Achrayim, Halacha L'Maaseh, and it's rooted in the Machlekes Rishonim. So some Rishonim learned that that's what the Gemara said here. It's not. Whatever number Dayan we started with, the Psak must be issued with that number of Dayan. That's a different Psak. That's a different shot. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't seem to learn the simple answer, that Dayanim don't want to violate the Lechatchila. Because that doesn't seem to fit into the Loshon HaGemara. The Rabbi says, V'yimisa levi kishtayim shadonu, so the Gemara says, hey, the Gemara should have said, shiny hasim, because they don't want to violate the Din Lechatchila. It's not yet the Yevit, it's still Lechatchila. They didn't answer like that. It sounds like it's some more fundamental answer. Shiny hasim ekar daita the tos yisib, Abba Hoch and Shmuel's case, Lava daita the tos yisib. So that's the machlokes in Rishonim and Achronim, what it means. What it means only because it was a very nitfas and yeshiva's bezin, it cannot be nifsak and less, or it means any number of a bezin. But it was nitfas in a kriyas bezin of 15, the Allah in that head, the Gemara should have said, shiny hasim, because they don't want to violate the din l'chatchila. It's not yet the Yevit, it's still a Hatchila. They didn't answer like that. It sounds like it's some more fundamental answer. Shiny has me car daita the tlosi yisivi. Abba Hoch and Shmuel's case, lava daita the tlosi yisivi. So that's the machlokes in Rishonim and Achronim, what it means. What it means only because it was a very nitfas in yeshiva's bezin, it cannot be nifsak and less, or it means any number of a bezin. But if it's nifsak, it was nitfas in a kriyas bezin of 15, the halacha now says it cannot be oizgipaskin than less than 15. So the Gemara is going to go weiter to discuss. Do we have any rayas one way or the other for Shmuel or against Shmuel? What he says about Shnayim Shadon. The Gemara says, Eisvei, a Rav is trying again. Trying to bring another proof. Against Shmuel. There's a Tasefta that draws the contrast between Pshari and Din. What is a pshara? Pshara means when you have three dayanim get together, they're going to, instead of following what it says in Choshen Mishpat, they're going to follow what Yosha dictates. So the Gemara has a machlokes satanayim on the base. Are you allowed to issue a psak of pshara? Here on the top of Omam and base, on the second line. The Gemara is quoting a Tosefta. Rav Lozov ben Osher, Rav Yosef Glili Amar, also Lifsoya. You're not allowed to give a pshara. The Rabban Shlom gave us the Torah, and the Torah says what the dinim are. In all cases, you have to follow what it says in Chosh Mishpah. What do you mean the Yosha dictates differently? Yosha against the Shulchan Aruch. Whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's the dinim. Valzeh Nemar, Batzeh Berech, the one who praises, Batzeh Berech, the one who praises the dying who made a pshara, is Niyetz Hashem. It's a bizarre to the Rabban Shlom. Rabban Shlom gave a whole set of Chosh Mishpah. He gave us all the dinim of Torah. You're outsmarting the Torah. You're telling us that you have an ethic. Your ethics are greater than the Rabban Shlom's ethics. So this Tana holds you're not allowed to give a pshara. Eliyikev adin is sahar. You always have to pass them at the din. And the other Tanaim disagree that it's muta liftsoya. And the third Tana says mitzvah liftsoya. That's how we pass it. There's a muta three sheetas. One Tana holds also liftsoya. Liftsoya means to make a pshara. The first Tana of Lozim Rosh HaBiyasek Lohan also liftsoya. It's against. The Torah says what the din is. What do you mean you're going to say what Yosha is? We don't accept that sheeta. We assume that there's din and there's Yosha. There's something that that is above the din. How can it be that the human being has in his koyach to figure out what's Yosha dik more than what it says in the Torah? So that's what the Gemara is going to have a whole sugya, that it is possible. We assume that the Ribbono Shel Olam implanted within us, within the Klal Yisrael, he implanted within our hearts the sensitivity for Yosha, even a Yosha that's above the Fnei Mishu HaSadim. Koyach the past from the Fnei Mishu HaSadim. And the psak of a pshore is also a din Torah. Rabbi Kiveger on Chosh Mishpat on the Simen of Pshore quotes that there's an Issa taking Sheikhat, just like there's an Issa for the dying to take Sheikhat, to paskin a din, even to paskin correctly. You're not allowed to take Sheikhat. Koshkin to paskin Kineged, what he knows to be the din. So too there's an Issa on the dying to take Sheikhat in a din Torah of Pshore. And just like there's an Issa of Hatoyas Mishpat, let's say, to be there. Losasu Abu Ba Mishpat, the task in wrong, and it didn't pay. It's against the din atar, so to this, and he threw a koyas mishpat and a pshara. A pshara doesn't just mean whatever we say. No, the pshara has to be honestly trying to figure out what Yosha dictates in this given case. So that's what the Gemara is discussing now. This is the halacha of pshara. Pshara is also a psak of a bezin, but it's not a psak of din, it's a psak of lifni mishur sadin. The Gemara learns that in Bov and Sil. The Gemara learns that in the pasuk. It says in the Chumash, "Haydaita lahem asaderech hasheyolchu bo." There's hamaisa sheyasun. So the Gemara says, from that pasuk we learn out that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to teach Bnei Yisrael the din and to tell them also lifni mishur sadin, that they have to follow lifni mishur sadin. There are some Rishonim that count that as a separate mitzvah in the Minyan mitzvahs. That's one of the Taryag mitzvahs, that you should always go lifni mishur sadin. In fact, in Chosh Mishpat, the Ramah, in this Simen of Pshoras, Simen Yud Beis, or Simen Yud Gimel, Simen Yud Beis, the Ramah quotes the Machlokes of Rishonim, whether you koyfe on lifni mishur sadin. It's the chamitzvah like all the mitzvahs. That person doesn't want to like tum, doesn't want to sit in the sukkah, doesn't want to eat matzah. So the Gemara says, Lulav sheni noitel, sukkah sheni yoise, matzah sheni yoichel, makano sachetetze napsho. You koif on all our mitzvahs. So there's one opinion in Rishonim that you koif on the mitzvah of going with Nimishur Sadin as well. The Ramah says we don't paskin like that. We paskin that there's kviya and all the other Ramach mitzvahs, I say, and the other 247 mitzvahs, I say, there's kviya. And the mitzvah of going with Nimishur Sadin, there's no kviya. So the Pashat, the Pshat is, the Velt says the Pshat, why? How come there's no kviya? What is it? It's Gora from all the other 247 mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah of the other mitzvahs. How come you're not kaifa? So the answer is no. In an Indian of Lifnei Mishur HaSadin, if the person doesn't do it, Benediva Sliboi, if he doesn't do it out of the goodness of his heart, then he's not Yotze the Mitzvah. So what good is it they're gonna beat him up? Makano Sachetetze Namshi, say, you better do Lifnei Mishur HaSadin, they're gonna beat him up till he finally says, okay. But he's not doing it, Benediva Sliboi, so he's not Yotze the Mitzvah. They force him to eat matzah, and he's crying and he's screaming bloody money, he doesn't want to eat the matzah. Bottom line, he ate the matzah, he's Yotze the Mitzvah. He doesn't want to sit in the sukkah. So we beat him up till he sits in the sukkah. He ate in the sukkah. That's all that counts. He didn't invite the yeshpizin. He was angry. He was grouchy. He was angry. What do I care? The ma'isa, he ate in the sukkah. Every mitzvah, the ma'isa, tefillin, sitzin, whatever, he did the mitzvah. So that's all that counts. But over here, if he doesn't do it, benediva sliba, so he's not yotze the whole mitzvah of lifnei mishur hasadin. The whole union of lifnei mishur hasadin is that you should do it, benediva sliba. So that's what the Velt says, the Pshat. There are more paskins like that you're not kaifa and lifnei mishur hasadin. So that's why, let's say, they come for a din Torah. So we paskin that it's a mitzvah of tzoyah from the three sheetahs of the Tanaim. One Tana says, Osir Liftzer, you're not allowed to make up Shara. It's Nietz Hashem. What do you mean? There's some system of ethics that's higher than the system of the Torah. There is no such thing. That's Chira for Giduf. The other Tanaim say, no. The Torah itself provides for two, for Din, and for Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. But we're not going to be Kaifam Shara, like the Ramos of Shara is based on Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. You're not Kaifam the Mitzvah of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. You're going to be Kaifas, and it's not going to be even a Dilus Libur. So we give him the option. And we even ask him, not only that we give him the option, mutalutzai, we recommend, mitzvalutzai, we recommend that they should make the pshar, but we wouldn't be kaifa to enter into the pshar. So the Gemara now raises a question, should I say makshinam pshar aladin? Or should I say loy makshinam pshar aladin? That's how the Gemara has on Vav Amin Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Do I say that since this is a, if they come for a din Torah, that's a din. And a pshara is also a psak. It's a psak of Yosha, a psak of Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. And each one of the dayanim has to say his honest opinion. What does he really think Yosha dictates in this case? He's not like Dima'avis as Hadin. It's the same Isser, that's what Rabbi Kamega quotes from the Torah. The same Isser, Ibus Hadin, that applies to din Torah, applies also to pshara. It's not that anything goes, not just a compromise. It's not a compromise that he says he owes me a million and he says he owes him $1 million. He says zero, so you divide it in half. You don't divide it in half. Sometimes the pshar is 100% in his favor. Sometimes the pshar is 100% in his favor. Sometimes somewhere in between. Sometimes in the middle. It's not necessarily going to be 50-50 at all. Sometimes the pshar is 100% the opposite from what the dinah Torah is, that Reuven wins, and the pshar is that Yosha dictates that Shimon should win. Pshar means a psak of Yosha. So the Gemara now has a discussion, since the two different psakim of a bezin, maybe I should say makshinon pshara ledin. Maybe whatever all the dinam of din are carried over to pshara shaychad and ibus adin. So maybe whatever number dayanim are necessary for din Torah should also be necessary for a pshara. So that's what the Gemara says. Eisvei Rav is asking noch akasha against Shmuel. Rav Nachman said over the sheet of Shmuel. The Shnaim Shadonah B'Niyevet, the name Din in Hoidoz Malvois. Not in all cases, not in Zeilos Malvois. It's talking about Hoidoz Malvois. So Rabbi asked the Kasha from the Tosefta. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer is on the bottom of Hamad Beis, the last four lines. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Hadin B'Shloisho, U'Pshar B'Shnaim. He says a Din Torah has to have three Dayonim, but a Pshara can be done with two Dayonim. The other Kasha B'Shar Mekar Hadin, Shnaim Shadonah B'Aladin Mikhail Machsa B'Hem. Shnaim Shadonu Zakhta Ein Dineim Din. He says Ein Dineim Din. Shnaim Shadonu Pshara Ein Badin Mechor Lachman. So first the Gemara says, we're going to get to the other discussion later, whether Makshin and Pshara Ledin. Do you say that just like Din needs three, so Pshara also needs three? Here he says, Beferish Natsar. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that, Loi Makshin and Pshara Ledin. He says that a din needs a bezin of three. Afilu b'diavad ein shnayim shadonu ein din ein din. And he says by pshar it is good with two. We're good. That's going to be the next topic on Vav Amud Aleph. But so far the Gemara is not talking about the whole picture of pshar. They're just pointing out one line. Vasa trep shidmen amliel gezok shnayim shadonu ein din ein din. So he says b'ferish against Shmuel. Shmuel says shnayim shadonu is din ein din. Rav Shimon Gamliel says ein din ein din. Zog the Gemara on the top. Lichi Teimo, that's only Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's one man's opinion. And Shmuel says Shnayim Shadonu Ein Din because he's representing the Shita of the majority of the Tanoim who disagree with Rav Shimon Gamliel. So simple, you can't ask Akasha against Shmuel from the Tosefta. That's the Shita Sayochet of Rav Shimon Gamliel, which is not accepted. I Lichi Teimo Pligi Rabbanan Aleh Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maybe Shmuel will answer that he holds like the majority opinion who disagree. So Frag the Gemara, who disagrees? Everybody agrees with Rav Shimon. Homer Rabbo said, Shnayim Shadonu Divrei Hakol Ein Din Ein Din. Everybody's masking. Nobody ever disagreed with Rav Shimon Gamliel. So if Rabbi Bo says nobody ever disagreed with Shimon Gamliel, and he says the fair Shnayim Shadonu is no good, so where is Shmuel over here? Where did Shmuel get his sheep from? Zog the Gemara, Shmuel is allowed to disagree with Rabbi Bo. The Tosefta just says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Shnayim Shadonu Ein Din Ein Din. It doesn't say whether the Chachamim agree or disagree. So Rabbi Bo was a contemporary of Shmuel. So Rabbi Bo says, L'dibri hako, Ein Din Ein Din. Rabbi Bo claims that no Tana ever disagreed with Rav Shimon Gamliel, everybody's master. So Shmuel doesn't agree with Rabbi Bo. That's what the Gemara says. Gabra, Gabra, Karamis. Fekst Akasha from one Amara on the other. Rabbi Bo claims L'dibri hako, everybody's master with Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Ein Din Ein Din. And Shmuel holds that it's not correct. Shmuel holds that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the only one who holds Shnayim Shadonu, Ein Din Ein Din, and the other Tanaim disagree. Here, Tosis has a comment. When Shmuel says, Shnaim Shadonu, Dineim Din, what does that mean, Shnaim Shadonu? This little Tosis, Shnaim Shadonu. But the Nokat Shnaim, Yishum Dafilu Shnaim is the Bez Nechotzel. But when Shmuel holds Shnaim Shadonu, Dineim Din, it means Afilu Chatna Mikosha. Because Shmuel's opinion is that you only need three smuchim for Gzeilus HaHavolos. Because that's where it's written in Parsha Mishpatim. It doesn't say a word about Hoidos Mahavos. Hoidos Mahavos, there's no requirement for Shloisha Smuchim. So Midiraisa Chadna Mikosha. It's only Midirabona that you need Shloisha Alti Don Yechidish and Don Yechid Ela Echot Shem Yitu. But that's only Lachatchila Midirabona. But for the Yevet, Shnaim Shadon would be good. So the same explanation that Shmuel gives, where we just said for Shnaim Shadon, would apply to Yochid. With the Yevet Chadna Mikosha, if a Yechid Shadon. Who Adinam Yochid, and Tesis proves it from the Gemara. So not from the Gemara, the next Domain. You'll see on Vav Amen Aleph is going to be Beferish. This is just pointing out a Gemara. The Yifei Nayim, in the back of the Gemara, there's one of the Achareinim has Haoris, Yifei Nayim. He always gives you the Marma comes to all the Yerushalmis and to all the Toseftans and to all the Psiktis. I always used to think that this was his life's work. He must have sat for 50 years and he sat and he wrote this Yifei Nayim. So they write up that it's not so. He happened to be in Vilna when they were printing the Vilna Shas. So they asked him, can he give some Haoris? So he just sat down and he said, which Masichta are they writing? Which Masichta are they setting the type? So as they were setting the type for Sanhedrin, so he sat and he wrote out the Marma Kaimis on Sanhedrin. And he was writing it as they were setting the type. So most of the time he finished in time. And once in a while he didn't finish in time, so that's where they have it. It's the Fein Lime on one Masichta, it's the back of the other Masichta, Mashlim it over here, over there. Now in the new editions they put it all together. That's the way Rav Kook told over the story, I think, that he knew him. He was a Bokei Yadin. Rav Kook, the first chief rabbi Rav Kook, he said he was once at this in a little village when Chanukah had two Shabbosim. First day and last day Chanukah was on Shabbos. So they said the special piyutin, the Shabbos Chanukah, and how often does it happen that you have two second Shabbos Chanukah? So they didn't have enough Sidurim to go around. They only have one Siddur with the piyutin, but they didn't have any Siddur. So this Rav, the Feinayim was there, so he said, it's okay, I'll say it out loud and everybody should say after me. He said the whole Pirtu, the second Shabbos Chanukah by heart. He was a phenomenal book. So he has in the Haoris, so he always gives you the cross-references to try to show how the Yerushalmi fits in with the Bavli or disagrees with the Bavli. So over here, he has a comment, and I think Gedolim point out also, the Yerushalmi is beferish against this Tosis. It's not Tosis' fault, Tosis is just straight the Bavli. And Vav Amen Aleph is beferish like Tosis. But if you're all like Shmuel, the Shnaim Shadonu, the name Din, but the Yevet is good, his Chadnami is also the Yevet is good. The Yerushalmi, steht azoi, in the Bavli and Brachas, on the first daf in Shloisha Shachlu, Maseches Brachas, there's a din of benching Mizumin. That they have Shloisha Shachlu Kachas, they bench the Mechuyev, Chayovim Lezama. What if you have Shnaim Shachlu Kachas? So you're not Chayovim Lezama, there's no obligation to bench Mizumin. Is it optional? So the Gemara clears a Shaila. Shnaim Shachlu Kachas, is it a Rishus to bench Mizumin? You can't say it's a Chayva, otherwise the Mishnah would have said Chayovim. Shnaim Shachlu Kachas Chayovim. So it's clearly not a chayv. The Gemara says, is it an optional mizumin? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that no. The Bavli says no. Shnaim she'ochlu, mitzvah lecholik. Each one should say his own benching. Because in benching, that's the Gemara benching, you don't say shemei kainah. In Kiddush in Abdullah and Mikra Megillah, you say shemei kainah. So one person will say Kiddush, one person will say Abdullah, and everybody else will be yotze with shemei kainah. And it's preferable to do like that because Beroivam Habris Melech says in Shulchan Aruch better. Rather than to have one, each person say his own Kiddush, it's better that you should have one person say Kiddush for everybody. As opposed to benching, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi has in the end of Rosh Hashanah, there are three exceptions to the rule of Shemei Kohenah, but there are bottom. There are three exceptions. One is Kriya Shema, that you don't allow Shemei Kohenah and Kabbalah and Malchus Shemaim, Kriya Shema. Say your own Kriya Shema. It's not proper to have the Chazan say the Psukim of Kriya Shema. Mikra Megillah, we always have. The Balkari reads the Megillah and everybody's here to the Shemei Kohenah. But in Kriya Shema, we don't allow it. And the same is true regarding Tefillah. If a person has a Chayla B'Sof Beis, he has a needs of Parnasa, he needs whatever his Tzarachim are. So let him ask himself, let him ask the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Why should he have someone else say the Shema Nes and he'll just be Yotzei with Shemei Kohenah, and that's not right. And the third exception to the rule is with respect to eating. If you know how to eat yourself, so you should learn the Chayis how to say the Brachas before and after yourself. You shouldn't say Shemei Kohenah, not on the Brachas before, not on the Brachas after. Mizumin is a special din, and if you have many people eating together, if they're all mesubin around the table, it's also special din. You can say hamoitzi. The whole group only has to offer one hamoitzi. The whole group only has to offer one birchas hamoitzi. So on that Gemara that the Babli says shnayim shachmu mitzvah lechaleg, that you don't allow shemer koine unless the Gemara has, unless it's a soifer or a bur, unless one of them pasha doesn't know how to bench, then you have no greater. Then you say soifer mevorach bur yotzi bebuchasai, because menatari do say shemer koine even on these three cases also. This whole din that in the three cases the Yerushalmi, the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran, the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes the Yerushalmi, but it's in the Babli also. Babli never puts it all together, but it's mevor in the Babli all the din. The three halachas that you don't say shemer koine is only mid the rabbanon. It's only mid the rabbanon lachatchila. If the person has shas hatchak, so you revert back to the din derisis. If the person poshet doesn't know how to bench, a sofer and a bur. So the Gemara says sofer mevorach, bur yotze bebechasa. So then you revert back to the din derisis. You do allow shemer koine. Whenever possible, you don't allow. So that's the maskanas ha-babli, the shnayim she'ochlu mitzvah lecholik. Each one should say his own bench. Shouldn't have one person bench and have the other one be yosef with shemer koine. The only time we have that is by benching mezumin, because that's what Rav Soloveitchik once gave a whole yortzat shir, because mezumin is not based on shemer koine. Mezumin, bizman ha-gemara, is supposed to be that one person says the whole benching from the beginning to the end, and others just say amen. So it's not a vort that you yotze with shemer koine. The vort is that the whole chabura offers one benching together. And it's a din deraisa, the Gemara learns it out from a sukkim, that menater is azoy. When a yochid eats, he's mechuyif to bench birchas hamazon b'yechidus. And when a chabura eats, you can't call it a tzibur, it's not ten, a chabura of three, a chabura or a tzibur. So then the tzibur, the chabura, is obligated to offer one bench. That's a special din. Bench in mezumin is a special din. So the Gemara says that halacha only applies by bread. The Gemara says, Eim mezamnim al haperis. Let's say anything else other than bread. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Taz talks about it. Let's say you have a kiddush in shul on Shabbos morning, and then they have cakes. At the end of the kiddush, they make a clap, and one person says alamichya out loud, and everybody says amen. So that's against our law, because you're not, they ain't zamnim al haperis. You only bench mezumin on bread. Anything other than bread, there's no mezumin. So whenever there's no din of mezumin, so you're not supposed to rely on shemer koine. You're supposed to have every person say his own alamichya. The Taz writes that this practice that we have, that they give a clap and one person says Allah Michya, is because we are afraid that maybe half the people are going to walk home and they're not going to say Allah Abarid Foshes, they know a little bit. Allah Michya, a lot of people don't know. So we're afraid Foshes people are going to go home and they're not going to say Allah Michya. So that's like Sefer Bur. Even though they're Sidurim, then they're not going to take the Siddur. We know our customers, they're not going to take the Siddur. They're not going to say Allah Michya. So the key high governor, you revert back to the din deraisa. So you have one person say alam ichya, you have the other people answer rami. But if there are people there who know alam ichya, they shouldn't feel lie. Or if there's a person there who does know alam ichya, but he's conscientious and he will take a siddur and say alam ichya, you should not rely on the alam ichya that the rabbi says out loud and everybody says amen. He should say it his own alam ichya. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
What about my daughter there?
Whether you treat tefillah saderach like tefillah, like shmon esrei, some I think some rishonim say like that. The practice is that one says and everybody's yotze. That's a chumrah. Some achronim have such, I think maybe some rishonim have such a chumrah, that each person should say his own tefillah saderach. Some achloikas. One person says, yeah, that's the common practice, one person says. It's a chumrah. That you treat it like shmon esrei, that you require that each person should say it as own. I remember many years ago in the yeshiva, Rav Soloveitchik, in my time Rav Soloveitchik was hardly ever there on Shabbos. Really, he was rarely there on Shabbos. So I remember one Shabbos, I think it must have been a simcha, probably when Rabbi Lichtenstein got engaged or something. Not sure what the occasion was. Rabbi Yeshiva was there in the yeshiva, so they had a kiddush and then they had cake, and then one person said, Allah Michya. But the Rav said, it's against Allah. He started screaming, it's against Allah, it's Agamara, it's Hashemara, it's against Allah. So there was one of the older Rabbanim there, so he said, but when your father was there in the yeshiva, we used to do like that. By Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, we did like that. So the Rav looked him straight in the eyes and he said, it's not true. And he walked away. Still, it was true. But he was saying, the Taz gives the explanation. That's because you're afraid that they're not going to say Alam Ichya. It's against Halacha. Whoever knows how to say his own Alam Ichya, whoever is conscientious enough that he'll take a sitter and he'll say it. So you're not supposed to follow Zechan, I'm the one who's saying Alam Ichya. It's just for the people who are Belez Breira. They're not going to say Alam Ichya. So better than nothing is to listen to someone say Alam Ichya. So there the Yerushalmi raises the question, what's the halacha of shnayim she'ochlu? There's no chayva to bench mezumen. Is it a rishus? Is it optional or not? So the Yerushalmi says, it's totally the machlokes Shmuel and Rabba Bo. What the shnayim she'dona dinayim din, the shnayim she'dona ain't dinayim din. So the Fei Naim writes, and all of Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi write, it's clear and obvious that the Yerushalmi is mechulek with the Bavli. The Bavli says that according to Shmuel, Taisus points out, here on Hamad Beis, when the Gemara of Ovav and Al. It's Mefurish in the Bavli that according to Shmuel, Shnaim Shadona B'diyev, the name Din, who had the Nami, Chad is also Chad Nami Kosher. Yochid Shnan is also the B'diyev. So you can't say that one person can bench Mezuman on his own. It's clearly not. The Yerushalmi clearly understands that the Machloika Shmuel and Rabbi Yabo, where the Shnaim Shadona B'diyev is good, is only by Shnaim, not by Yochid, only by Shnaim. It's not, it doesn't correspond to anything that we learned so far. And somehow Yerushalmi holds that this is totally zebazeh in the issue as to whether Shnayim can bench mezumen. Is there an optional mezumen or not? How is it totally zebazeh? This is like a medrash clear. How is it totally zebazeh? So Rabbi Zulcharif has a whole pilpul on this in one of his svarim. Rabbi Zulcharif has a lot on Yerushalmis. He lived in a generation that there were so many goyim who knew Babli. So Babli was a child's play. Everybody knew Babli. So they were working on Yerushalmi. That's why he wrote a chibur on Yerushalmi. And all of his drushes and all of his pulpulim is always barfs with Yerushalmi. So Babli is no chiddush to quote. Everything is with Yerushalmi. He has a whole alderech ha-pilpul. Maybe you can say it's more down to earth, a little alderech ha-pshat. What the Yerushalmi means? What's the shiloh over here? Because what was the shaila in the Bavli whether Shnayim Shorochlu is can bench Mezumin or not? Because the whole din of Mezumin is avoid there's Bichas Hamazon the Yochid, then there's Bichas Hamazon, you can't say B'tzibur, Tzibur you need 10. Bichas Hamazon B'chabura. That's how Rav Soloveitchik worded it. Bichas Hamazon B'chabura. Maybe B'tzibur, Rabbin, maybe call it B'rabbin, Bichas Hamazon B'rabbin. So Rabbin usually means 3. The Gemara has a din, Sofik Tuma B'shus HaRabim Sveika Tohok. Sofik Tuma B'shus HaYochid Sveika Tomin. So what's the definition of B'shus HaRabim? So the Gemara has a nazir, one definition, and maybe more than one definition, but at least one definition at the beginning of Perek Shnei Nazirim, the first daf in Shnei Nazirim. So the Gemara says if there are 3 people standing together, the Mai Menecha, that's called the B'shus HaRabim, even if they're standing inside a house, inside a room. If there are 3 people together, that's called a Rabim. So that's a real Rabim. So maybe this was the Sufik in the Babli, where the Shnaim Shachul Ka'achas, the whole idea of Shlosh Shachul Ka'achas is a mitzvah l'zamein, and Choyovim, the bench mezumen, is that it's preferable to have a Bichas HaMozim Shalach Habura rather than to have a Bichas HaMozim Shalach Yochid, that each one should bench his own benching bichidis. It's better to have one Bichas HaMozim offered by the whole Habura together. So maybe this was the Sufik in the Babli. What about Shnaim Shachul Ka'achas? Do Shnaim have a Pesach? A shame of a rabbin? Well, no, not at all. The shame of rabbin, shame of a chabur, shame of rabbin is only if you have shloisha. Less than shloisha is not. So the Babli comes to the conclusion that shnaim shochlu ka'achas mitzvah lecholik. It's preferable each one should bench on his own. It's not even optional to have the mezumah. But the Rishalmi says no, that this is the machloikas between Shmuel and Rabbi Abba. That the idea of having a bezin of shloisha, perhaps that's what it means. Perhaps the idea of having a bezin of shloisha is that you have, if you have rabbin expressing their opinions, that if they'll work it out together, you'll get to a better maskona than having one person on his own. So that's why a bezin should be 3. So what if b'diyevet, you had a bezin of 2? Does it have chacha mikza shem rabbin, or is it garnish there? So maybe that's the way the Yerushalmi understood the machloikas Shmuel and Rabba Bo, where the shnaim should go to b'diyevet the name din. Is there a partial shem rabbin by 2? And then the Yerushalmi thought that that's the same shaila by benching mezumen. If there's a partial, at least the mikzas, there's a shame of rabbin by 2, so then it should be an optional mezumen. Have a chiyuv mezumen, you gotta have a real rabbin. Real rabbin is 3, like Rishus HaRabbin. Definition of Rishus HaRabbin is 3 people. Then maybe there's a partial shame rabbin. And maybe that's al derech hapshat. Rabbi Zulcharif does not say like that. He has a whole charifas big hapshat, something very elegant, something very different. But anyway, that's the Babli doesn't hold from that whole thing. The Babli holds that Shnaim Shadonu, according to Shmuel, Shnaim Shadonu, named in, is Labdab Kishnaim Huadin Lechad Nami Dinidin. So that's Shmuel. Okay. So Robert thought that he had a Mishnah and Daf Chavtes that contradicted Shmuel, so the Gemara got out of it. Shaina Hasmei Korah Daita the Tlosi Yisim. Then they thought, oh, there's a Beferish at Tosef that openly contradicts Shmuel. Shmuel says, yeah, that's what Reb Shimon Gamliel says, and the Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon Gamliel. So there are no contradictions against Shmuel. Then the Gemara picks up Rabba Bo. On the third line from the top, Gufam Rabba Bo, he holds Faket. He disagrees with Shmuel. Not only the Shloishali Kuva Bagzelos Lachavolois, that there never was a Machloikis. Bagzelos Lachavolois, that's upgired. Abadi Nich, Abadi Shnaim Shadon is aimed at Aimdin. That was never a subject to dispute. The whole dispute over here only is by Hodos Malvos, like we learned in the Gemara before in Dav Gimel. So the Gemara quotes, Gufam Rabba Bo, Shnaim Shadon, the Dinimam is Dibi Hakala, Aimdin Aimdin. He holds that for sure it's no good. For the evidence, no good. Feg Markashe, Eisvei Rabbah, Eli Rabbah Bo. Feg Takashe, what is this? A Mishnah in Chayres, we already discussed it. Let's say, Donas Adin, the Moira Hairoa, Paskin, Reptar from Paskin, that the Beimah was a trefel. A Paskin, the Basin Chalav, that it's also Bahno, whatever. And then the Balabas, he hears it's a trefel, feeds it to the dog. He hears that it's a bas b'chol, he throws it in the incinerator. He gets rid of it. He throws it in the garbage, whatever. The Chacham Paskin, Donas Adin sounds like it's one person paskining on his own. Doesn't sound like it's a bezin. Bezin would have used the plural. Sounds like it's one person on his own. So Donas Adin, Timias HaTohor, that we understand, a Yochid on his own. But Donas Adin, Adin Teira, so it sounds like there's a Yochid paskining. So it can't be in a case of Gzelas HaHavolas. Shnaim Shadon is no good in Gzelas HaHavolas. So it must be that it's a case of Hadoas Lalboas, and Mederais Echad Nami Kosher, and B'dievet, Yochid Shadon, is Dina Din. So isn't there a riot to Shmuel from the Loshan HaMishnah, the Kasha against Rabba Bo? Donas Adin, so it says, Masha Asa Asui, the Psak remains, that's what the Chidush Aran, we said over 2 weeks ago, the Chidush Aran says, even if the fellow didn't abscond with the money, I pass him that Reuven is chayv to pay the money to Shimon. Right away he gives him the money. He puts the money in his pocket. Then, an hour later, I made a mistake. So I call up the Baal Adinim, I say I made a mistake. Even though he's an honest fellow, he'll give back the money. The Halacha says he doesn't have to give back the money. Masha Asa Asui. He has the right to keep the money. Since the first time I pass him, even I pass him wrong, the first time I pass him in his favor, he has the right to keep the money. Aye, but now he lost all the money. So I'm an Adam HaMazik. So I have to pay Mishalami Beis. I mean, Dina Digami, I'm considered an Adam HaMazik. Then the Gemara says, what kind of a mistake was it? If I made a mistake and offered a din, told the Dvar Mishnah, so why is he entitled to keep the money? Give him back the money. You're a Gazlan. Gemara says, no, the Shetor B'Shikol Adas. What says Tor B'Shikol Adas? Hechidom B'Shikol Adas. The Gemara has a few lines, 10 lines later. Kegoin, Amar Apapa Kegoin. Tretanai Tremarai De Pligi Adoni. Machloikis. There is no beferish psak on the case. So you say in such a case, Eilu Eilu Divri Lekim Chaim. Eilu Eilu Divri Lekim Chaim. However, Sugin the Yama Liba the Chaminai. The Minik HaDayonim is that they always pass to like one of the two opinions. So this fellow, this Dayan, passed like the wrong opinion. But passed like the wrong opinion doesn't mean that the psak is wrong. We say, Eilu Eilu Divri Lekim Chaim, the psak is not so wrong. So he, because the psak is a psak, because of Eilu Eilu Divri Lekim Chaim, Masha Asa Asui, the Baldina who has the money in his pocket, is not mechuyev to give it back to the other one. If it would have been a Tor B'Dvar Mishnah, it's Gzeila Mamish, you have to give back the money. But since it's not talking Tor B'Dvar Mishnah, Tor B'Shikol Adas, what says Hechidam B'Shikol Adas, Amachloikis, Trei Tanoi, Trei Amaroi. So there is a Shita who holds like that. If it would be Itme Hilchasil Ahed, if it would be Obki Paskin B'Alocha, is not so. So just because there was a shita like that doesn't help. So that's also considered like a Tor B'Dvar Mishnah. He has to give back the money. But it was not Itme Hilchas Lehedya. It wasn't Oizgi Paskin Lehedya against this shita. See, even though the meaning of the Moira Harua, the Sugi the Alma, is Kechad Minayu, but if the Dayan Paskin like the other one, he can't say that it's a mistake himself. So the first Baldin who won the first time around has the right to hold on to the money. He doesn't have to surrender the money. He doesn't have to give back the money. He can keep it. That's what the Mishkanes Yankiv explains. Mishkanes Yankiv has in his Sefer Ambrochas, he wrote a Sefer Kohelas Yankiv. So Ambrochas on Daf Yud Aleph has a very long essay explaining the halacha of Eilu Eilu Divri Lekim Chaim. The Gemara had the original member, Eilu Eilu Divri Lekim Chaim, is an Erev in Daf Yud Gimel in connection with the many disputes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says Eilu Eilu Divri Lekim Chaim. So he explains, and the Rishayim say it applies not only to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it applies to many other instances as well. So he explains what that means. It means that, like the Rishonim have, the Ritva has such a lashon, and the Mashor, and others also have such a lashon. The Maharal Miprag has like this, and when the Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, and the Rabban Shalom is teaching him all the dinim, the some of the dinim, the Rabban Shalom said outright, that's awesome. Some of the dinim said that that's mutter. And some tomei, some torah. And some of the dinim, he said, it's a gray area of halacha, elements of isa, elements of heta, elements of chid, elements of tur. The Rabban Shalom said, he leaves it up to the hachroas hadas of the Moshe Harua, the chachme hatorah, shebichol davador, to be a machriya, the way they understand, thus says elu li'elu, Dibur Kim Chaim. So if they pass in the Chumrah, that's included in the Dibur Kim Chaim. If they pass in the Kula, that's also Dibur Kim Chaim. It's just halacha l'maisa, you don't keep on switching back and forth. Halacha l'maisa, you have to pick one sheet or another. But because it was a gray area of halacha, it means that the Rebbe Shlom never said explicitly in one way or the other. That's why we have such halachas like over here, that if the first psak, the first time around, Shimon won, even though the Bezin later on has charot, and said we made a mistake, if we would do it over now, we'd paskin faker, the Baldina won the first time, has the right to hold on to the money, because they'll be able to do it in Kim Chaim. It's not considered a mistake from start. Or the Mishkan of Yankov explains, that's why we have halacha, let's say, kolam mekel boretz, halacha kemoyse b'chutz loretz, and orlo, there's halacha orlo b'chutz loretz, even though it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, many rishonim pass like that opinion. The Gemara orla b'chutz lo'ot is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, but nonetheless, safek orla is muta. So safek orla is muta. Not only is if it's a safek in metzias, I just don't know how many years ago this bush was planted. Even if I know everything, I know all the facts. I have a safek what the halacha is, but the orla is noik here. The safek and halacha also say safek orla b'chutz lo'ot is muta. Not only a safek, even if it's a machloikis. And the rabbin, the majority opinion is that it is orla. But there's a minority opinion that it's not orla. And if it would have been an Eretz Yisrael, we would have passed it like the majority. So that's what the Gemara has a cloud. Kol ha-mekel ba'aretz. If there's a shitas ha-yochad, there's mekel in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not followed, that's sufficient to be considered a sofik kol dehu. So halacha kemoisa b'chutz loretz. The halacha will be in chutz loretz. That also is included in sofik orla b'chutz loretz. Any sofik kol dehu. Why is it called the Safek Kol Dehu? If we don't pass like the Shita Sayach, it means that he's wrong. That's what the Mishkan is Yankin says. No, it doesn't mean that he's wrong. That's what it means. Eilat Yevet, Divi the Kimcha, that it's a gray area of Halacha. So this din in the Gemara is a very interesting din. Masha Asa Asa is up the Chidush around. The first Baldin who won the first time around can keep the money. We're not talking he ran away, he absconded with the money, he doesn't want to give it back. He's here and he's prepared to give it back. The Halacha says he doesn't have to give it back. Because we're talking not a Torah with Divine Mishnah, we're talking Torah with Shikul Adas. The Lord says Shikul Adas. A pluk to the Tanai, pluk to the Amarai. There is a Shita who says like that. So the first psak is Echad psak. But since the Dayan now realizes that that's not the generally accepted opinion, and he says, if you would ask me again now, it would not have passed like that. So the Dayan feels he has a status of Adam Amazik. So the Yishalami basically has to pay from his punk. So that's what the Gemara asked the Kasha against Rabbi Bo. That Mishnah in Pchoiris that has this din about the dying who passed in wrong is chayif to reimburse the person based on din and the gami. The lashon of the Mishnah is b'lashon yochid don es hadin zika es hachayif. Sounds like one person. How can it be one person if it's gzeros lachavolos? One person can't pass in gzeros lachavolos. It must be that it's talking about hoydos v'halvoyos. And the din minatoris is achad nami kosher. And it's only midirabon alachatchila al tihidon yechidi, or b'diyevid yochid shnayim shedan and afilu yochid shedan, b'diyevid would be good. So the Gemara says this macharaya to Shmuel and akasha against Rabbi Bo. And for the Gemara, hachmas kinon, Rabbi Bo will answer the kiblu alayu. Let's say you want to have a din Torah, so we pick as the dayanim my father, your father, and our cousin. All three are crazy. All three are crazy. So what good is that? So the Mishnah has later on, no? The Mishnah has, you can pick, you can be Mekabel Pasala Eidim, you can be Mekabel Pasala Dayanim. If the both parties, if the both Baladinim, Reuven and Shimon both agree, they'll accept whatever this Dayan says, despite the fact that the Dayan is a crook, despite the fact that the Dayan is a relative. So then the din is that it's good. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Rabbi Bo will answer the Mishnah. The din is that Achad is no good. You always need Shloisha. Shnayim is no good and Yochid is certainly no good. Ivan, the Mishnah says there's a case that Yochid is good. Mar says, B'dikiblu alai. If they're mekabel, they can be mekabel psulim. You can be mekabel kroivim. So you can be mekabel chad instead of shloisha. It's also, if kiblu alai is good. If kiblu alayu, isn't that an implicit mechila? That if the daimum paskin ruong, tola yishalmu. If kiblu alai means that whatever you say goes. So Freg the Gemara, if it's kiblu, amay mishalmi beisar. So why does the Mishnah same curse that if the daim paskin ruong, he has to pay from his pocket, he has to make good. What does he have to make good? Isn't that itself the fact that they're mekabelim? Isn't that an implicit mechila that if I make a mistake, he doesn't have to pay? The Gemara says no. The Omalei, Dinas London Tar, they said, no, we accept you, despite the fact that you're a Yochid, we accept you should paskin, but you should paskin properly, not whatever you say from the top of your head will do. If they say, if you'll flip a coin, you flip the coin, whatever that comes out is good. So it doesn't have to correspond at all to the Dinat Torah. Or they accept him like the Goyim accept an oracle. Whatever you say goes, even though we know that you don't know anything about the Torah. So that's obviously, they don't care what it says. But if they say, no, we're mekabel you, despite the fact that you're a yochid and the din requires a beznam shloisha, despite the fact that you're a korev and the din requires, shouldn't be korev, we'll accept you. We want you to paskin the din. So if he paskins wrong, so we never imply that we're meichel him if in case he makes a mistake. So since they were never meichel, so he has to pay. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara is going to continue, but the next week we'll have to see. The Gemara is going to continue to discuss the topic of Makshinam Pshora Ledin. How much of a bezin do you require for Pshora? Does it have to compare to Din? These bottom tesis are famous tesis. Pshora Tzvicha Kinyan, the bottom tesis, they're two different topics. One is a big chunk on Amad Aleph, and the Chila in Tzvicha Kinyan. Then on Amad Beis is like another topic in the tesis. That the Kinyan Chalipin doesn't need Eidus L'Kima though. Okay, we'll need that next week, we'll have to discuss. In this week's Sedra, we read the strange story the way Yanke fooled the father in order to get the brochas. For Hapella, how was he allowed to do that? So, the Targum Onkelos says on the pasuk, "Olai ki the lost chabini, Olai yisama b'nevuah." That his mother told Rivka, told Yankov, "I got a nevuah that you should do. Got a nevuah is a nevuah. There's no kasha. I rosh shor. There's no kasha." But at this, the other mafarshim, not everybody says like the Targum Onkelos. It's a problem. How is he permitted to do this? So the Netziv has a long arichas here on a concept that exists in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses such a topic of avera lishma that sometimes. The Gemara starts off in Nazir and Achav Gimel. G'dayla aveir l'shmo, mi mitzvah shalom l'shmo. It's greater to do an aveir l'shem shamayim. It's greater in the Madrega than to do a mitzvah shalom l'shmo. Then the Gemara says, greater, how can it be greater? Le'ol ma'asav karabatar mitzvah afilu shalom l'shmo, shemitach shalom l'shmo, bo l'shmo. So see, if you do a mitzvah shalom l'shmo, it's also a mitzvah. How can you say an aveir l'shmo is greater than a mitzvah shalom l'shmo? If mitach shalom l'shmo, bo l'shmo. So the Gemara says, no, not that it's greater. G'dayla aveir l'shmo, mi mitzvah shalom l'shmo. G'dayla aveir l'shmo, equal to. It's so great. It's equivalent to a mitzvah shalom l'shmo. It's also mutter. So the Gemara says that there is such a thing, that the ends justifies the means. That you're allowed to do an aveir in order to lead to a good result. What, you're allowed to steal money from the government in order to make a yeshiva? That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner talks about this also, the Hasidim, when they first, some places now it's also like that, when they first started the movement of the Hasidim, so some would go to mikveh and say tillim in the morning until they would get to dam, until they put themselves in the mood to dam, so they're ready to be after the Zman Krishman, after the Zman Tfilah. The same thing on Pesach night, till they put themselves in the mood, they make achonis, and achonis till they begin to say this, ready after chatzos. So he says that's against Allah, he's not allowed to do that. Aye, but there is a concept, aveir l'shmo. Rav Chaim Volozhiner gives that paskin up in the Nefesh HaChaim, that's only koyde matan Torah. Aveir l'shmo is only muta koyde matan Torah. That's when the others were volunteering, in the mitzvah of Yosef. When you're volunteering, so you can, so sometimes you don't want to volunteer to follow the dini Torah. But after the Torah was given, there's no more aveir l'shmo. That's how Gita paskin up. He wipes off the whole practice. So one of the Talmidim about Chaim Volozhiner says, he tones it down. There's a Sefer Keser Rosh by Rav Moshe Tikhtina. He was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He said shiurim in Volozhiner. The Chaya Rav Chaim Volozhiner. while Reb Chaim was alive. He wrote the Svarim Bichas Rosh on Nozir and on Brochus that they have printed, the Bichas Rosh. So he has a little sefer Keser Rosh, but he writes all the Hanhogas of Reb Chaim Volozhin. So he writes, he heard from the Rebbe that that's not exactly some meduyik. What the Reb Chaim Volozhin wrote in Nefesh HaChaim, it didn't exist till Lachem HaKoter, is not correct. The more there knows, it talks about Yoel Eishes Chever HaKeini. Tevorach Minoshim Yoel Eishes Chever HaKeini, she was Mezana with Sisro, in order to knock him out, to put him to sleep, in order to bump him off, Hatzolos Klal Yisro. So the Paskim say Halacha L'maisa in Ebenezer, they say that Gilei Arayis is Mutar for Hatzolos Klal Yisro, that's another Eul Shmo. So that was after Matan Torah, that's not Kodem Matan Torah. So how can the Rebbe say it was only Kodem Matan Torah? So he says, no, he didn't really mean it. But Reb Chaim Volozhin wrote was a little bit of Guzma. Even Lachem Matan Torah also does a din aveir the Shmos Mutar, but in very restricted cases. Kodem Matan Torah, everything was behit not vut. So if you don't want to volunteer to keep the mitzvah satar because you have some great result is going to follow, if you do the aveir, so then it's easier to be matar and aveir the Shmos. But Lachem Matan Torah is only in rare instances. The Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara in the beginning of Shabbos says, "V'chiyam lo lodem chatei b'shul shi'iska chavercha." Do you recommend to me that I should do an daf dalet on Amaralos? The Gemara says, "Do you recommend I should do an avera to save someone else?" But a time the chatei b'shul shi'iska ato, you do say chatei b'shul shi'iska. You do say just chatei b'shul shi'iska chavercha. You don't say. But in rare instances, you do say chatei b'shul shi'iska. So that's what the Ritziv has a long piece on Parshas Toldos. That based on the Droshim, he claims that this is a it's his interpretation of the Medrash. That when Yankel Avinu fooled the father, and he took the brachas, this was a p'china of chate. It wasn't aveira. He's fooling the father. This was an aveira l'shma. And in rare instances, we do allow aveira l'shma. But l'shma has to be that you get no personal benefit from it. Otherwise, it's not called an aveira l'shma. Like the Gemara effect Akasha and Tevorach Minoshim Yoel. Eishes Chevra Kenis, the Gemara says, Tevorach Minoshim, she is to be praised more than Sora Rivka Rachav Aleha, more than he was. So the Gemara says, why? Because she did an Aveira of the Shema. She violated Gilei Arayis for Hatzolos Klal Yisro. Correct the Gemara, but what kind of Aveira of the Shema is that? Hakom Mishanya Me Aveira. But when she was Mizana with Sisra, she had a Noah. From the Maises Nu, she had a Noah. So how can you can consider that Aveira of the Shema? The Shema means no Pneus. Maybe it's not correct. I steal money from the Memshola and I support Yeshiva and I don't take a penny for myself. I don't take. But if I take a cut, it doesn't apply anyway. The rules and regulations, it's very rare that you say Gedol Aveir L'shmo. But the Chlal doesn't apply that. If I'm going to pocket some of the money, even a small percentage, that's not already not Aveir L'shmo. So the Gemara effect Akasha, what do you mean? Tevorach Minoshim Yoel, Eishes Chevra Kedi, what kind of an Aveir L'shmo? She's getting Hanoa as a side benefit. That part is not Lishma. And for the Gemara, Kol Tavasim Shal Rishayim Raihi Eitzel Tzadikim. That the Pasuk says that when Lavan was chasing after Yankiv, so the Rabban Shalom came to him, Achavayim Alayla, and he said, Yisham Elocha Pen Tadabarim Yankiv Nitoiv Yad Rav. So the Gemara said, Bishlai Mara, we understand, what's a Shlech Toiv? What's a Shlech that he'll greet Yankiv Abinu, good morning, how are you, how are the children, how are my grandchildren, everything? No. Kol Tavasim Shal Rishayim Raihi Eitzel Tzadikim. So the Gemara says, Hatashen Yefeltim Na'aveir L'shma. That was the Pegim and the L'shma. So that's what the Medrash says, that the same phrase appears, Ve'itzak Tzalka G'dol Avor Ad Miyoi, such a phrase appears in Megillas Esther. What does it say? When the Gzeira of Haman and Mordechai was made, it says Mordechai screamed out, Tzalka G'dol Avor. So the Medrash puts the two together. So the Netziv claims that that's what it means, that because that gefelt in the Lashma, because he did have a shtikel hanor, did have a little pleasure when he heard that his brother was aggravated. So that's why the Klal Yisrael needed a kapara generations later, because the gefelt in the heter lachatchil. Anyway, just the Netziv says the kids, he has on the Gemara also, he has a lot of arichas on this halacha. Shver halacha, people misapply it in many cases. That's what Chaim Volozhin claims. You have to be careful. It's very restricted. After Matan Torah, it hardly ever applies. And you have to go through the Gemara to see the restrictions. And one of the klolim is that the Aveir L'shma has to be purely L'shma, with no personal benefit.